And if you shouldn't yet, if you haven't yet, you should.
If you shouldn't yet,
you have.
You have.
Well, now that was funny, so I have to keep it in. I was just going to cut it out.
Well. Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast.
Hoot.
We're back.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm your host, Brandon, and you're the other host, Krista, and we're going to get right into it.
Oh, yeah, we are. Oh my god, we've been gone so long.
So long.
This might be the longest.
I kind of flubbed the intro and everything.
I know, we've been gone okay.
So long. That's fine.
That adds an authenticity to how long we've been gone.
We are authentic.
It is
if
true.
Nothing else,
if
we are
nothing
authentic.
Else, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brandon,
yep.
How on earth are you?
And
then we'll get into everything.
I'm drawn in breath and putting it back out.
That was almost poetic. You're not going for poetic.
No. Nihilistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What is your nerd thing anytime over the past like 3 weeks, 4 weeks? I don't even know how long.
I do have a nerd thing, actually.
Okay.
A new expansion for Diablo came out.
Yes.
And I've been playing the heck out of that.
Which is awesome.
When my internet works. You know what's a good thing? if you put your antenna in your computer so that your internet works.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
it's amazing.
I don't want to talk about
it. It is amazing it worked as well as it did that, considered. Actually.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's a little funny.
No. It's maybe the dumbest computer thing I've ever done in my life.
You're just disappointed in yourself, aren't you?
I don't want to talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. You brought it up, man. Okay. And what are you drinking?
I'm drinking tasty beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Foggy Mountain Haze
yes.
IPA. It's delicious.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, it's a little light for an IPA for me.
Yeah.
But it's very tasty.
I like that one during the summer. It's from our local brewery, and during the summer they do slushes, and I like that one with peach slush.
Oh, it tastes good. It's just...
You like something with a little bit more bite to it.
I like a little kick to it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That is from back when it was Mother's Day last weekend. We were...
Happy Mother's Day!
Belated.
Yeah.
We were with your mom and dad at the local nursery flower farm area. And the local brewery was selling cans of beer there.
Yeah.
So
I got some.
Yeah.
Because I can't say no to beer.
That's
I don't have
fair.
A problem. You have a problem.
I don't have a problem with your problem.
Good.
Do you know what I'm drinking?
I do, actually.
And what my
I have
thing
no idea what
that.
It is.
I am drinking from Leduc Brewing Company, which we visited at a cousin's wedding. 3 Berry Good Years. It's a, this might surprise you, berry fruit ale. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Leduc, that's near Edmonton, where the Oilers are. They're not playing hockey anymore either.
Nope.
Ha.
Ah. And what is my nerd thing? My nerd thing is I started planning for next school year.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say your nerd thing is we moved and that's...
Well, that was my, cause I was like, oh, we're going to talk about that here in a minute. So,
well, yeah.
We were not here because we moved.
We moved.
Yes.
It might sound a little different, actually.
It might. I was thinking that because we had a pretty solid sound area in our basement just by fluke. Drop ceilings work really well there or on our main floor. And now we're currently recording this from our new living room. But I think we will eventually do this downstairs because there is a drop ceiling.
We have done an episode here before.
We have. I've done 2 because I did one with my sister here.
Yeah. Well, we did the Disneyland Paris episode.
Right.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Here. And then, yeah, you did the one with your
Yeah,
your
both
here.
Times had guests with them.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Because this used to be our guest house.
Exactly.
And now it's our main house.
And now it's our main house. So there's still, like, boxes everywhere. That was my, ugh. Because I'm not upset about being here. I am just like, there's still boxes everywhere. And it's
boxes everywhere.
Exactly. But there's some progress being made.
And a few beers to drink.
And a few beers to drink. Yeah, that helps with the unpacking of the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
For science,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been chaotic, but good.
It will be good. It will be good.
I don't know. Maybe it hasn't been good. It's optimistic about it being good. They're better.
Yeah. And, well, we have a lot of other shows that we can talk about.
Mm-hmm. It's true. This whole episode, because we've been gone, is just going to be like a catch up on news.
Catch up.
Chat randomly.
Cats up. Catch up. Cats up.
I don't understand this reference.
Catch up. Oh, it's a Simpsons reference.
I assumed it sounded like a Simpsons reference.
Which is a Disney property now.
That is true. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I think...
Mr. Burns goes to a grocery store for the first time and he can't decide between ketchup and catsup.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he's never been to the grocery store. Because he's rich.
Yeah.
Okay. I have like a little bit of Disneyland news and Disney World news, and then I think we should talk shows.
Yeah, we got a lot of shows.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm like, let's make that the bulk. Okay? All right, first of all, Disneyland news. Oogie Boogie Bash tickets are going to go on sale. It is believed earlier than usual. It's going to be about mid-June instead of the end of June. They announced when the Imagine Key is, and usually it goes Imagine Key, all other keys, general public. And it's...
Dang.
Last year was like...
We're general public.
I know. Last year was like the 24th, and this year it's like the 16th or something. So it's about a week earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I think Oogie Boogie Bash is about a week earlier, too. So that
kind of makes sense. A few days. Yeah, not quite a week, but a few days. But so it does... It all makes sense. And so there's that. Big news at a Disneyland is they are changing the way that you can do pin trading.
Oh.
Yes, and I like pin trading, but this actually doesn't affect the way I do pin trading. You know the areas by, like...
In Frontierland?
Frontierland, yeah, where the tables and stuff are?
Where all the people go.
Yes.
Like the hardcore people.
Not anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I didn't like them very much.
So, it's changing. They're trying to negate the whole bringing in of binders and binders and binders of pins. They're like, you can come in with, like, a small, and they have dimensions and, like, a handheld... like pin board or lanyard or something like that to do some trading. And that area is going to be for kids only for like most of the days.
Hmm.
So like some days it'll be open for everyone, but most of the days will be kids only or like no one.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
We've seen some hardcore people.
Yep.
Pin traders.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they think of all this.
Mm. Not happy.
No, I can't imagine. It's like, that's a lot of their personality.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of, of course, I'm in a lot of Disney forums and groups and social media groups and things. And most people think it's an excellent change.
Yeah.
Unless you're a hardcore pin trader.
But those hardcore pin traders are, well, they're not going to stop.
No.
Is what I'm saying. So don't cater to them.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, and they have pin trading events and things like that in the area too. So, you know, bring all your stuff to that.
And like, they're kind of off-putting.
Well, apparently there's been quite a few cases of them being rude to like kids and stuff.
Yeah, that's...
It's very much like Clicky and their group.
It's very
and you have to be hardcore to trade there. I like pin trading. I will only trade with cast members.
Yeah, because you can like trade whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to a person, obviously they want like good pins for good pins.
Of course.
Which... makes sense, but it's off-putting and
yeah, it's very intimidating and
intimidating. Is
I would feel bad. Like I'm very much also like I get Disney has like a lot of kid stuff, and I don't think rules need to be made just for kids. But I think there's like when there's a group of people, a relatively small group of people who take up a fairly significant area, but also like presence. Like, they take up a lot of air in that area when you walk by and everything.
Well, heck, we've seen some pit traders at, like, Rope Drop, and they take up a lot of space.
It's true.
They're not, like, set up for pin trading at point.
Yeah, but it's just, it's, when I don't know, because I think it's really cool to collect stuff and to be proud of those collections and meet with other people, but I don't think you should do it to the detriment of the majority of the people who are there. So
be more welcoming, at least.
Yeah, at least. And I think that is the big driving force, actually, is like complaints and everything. So when space is at a premium and you have a few people taking up one little corner, I guess Disney said enough.
Good.
Yep.
I not gonna shed a tear over that at
all. Not at all, but it's quite interesting.
It is interesting.
We have Pirates is down. That's the big one.
Again?
Still. Oh, they announced before it was gonna go down. Now it's actually down. Pirates and Blue Bayou. Blue Bayou is gonna open before Pirates on a modified experience, but I bet you the price doesn't change.
No, because the ride
isn't gonna be going by, right?
Yeah.
They're just doing some maintenance. The other thing is Jungle Cruise opened again and has some, you know, stuff working and whatnot.
Boy,
which is
they've
nice.
Had some issues.
Jungle Cruise? No. That was a scheduled down.
No, I get it, but like a lot of stuff is down. Pirates was down like a couple of years ago for an extended time.
Oh, it's not going to be down as long this time.
Okay.
This is like the every other year maintenance or every 3 or 4 year maintenance kind of thing.
I mean, I get that they need to do maintenance, but it just seems.
The other part is, of course, there's the new aspect to Smuggler's Run.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because Mandalorian Grogu is...
Yeah, no, we're getting...
okay.
Because, yes, Mandalorian Grogu is coming out, and that is the new aspect on Smuggler's Run. We have, of course, all of the Star Wars stuff still going on because it is May. And May the 4th, I guess, was just insane. They also have these new ticket printers where you can print a Star Wars-style ID badge.
Oh, yeah. And like, the lineup for that was insane.
Do you... I one of the streamers I watched asked a cast member at the one in Downtown Disney how long the wait was, like, what it maxed out at on May the 4th. Do you want to hazard a guess?
3 hours.
Higher.
F no, I don't want to go higher. That's horrible.
You want to hear what it maxed out at?
5 hours?
Higher.
What? No. Oh, God.
7 hours.
No.
That's what the cast member said. And I guess there were reports online of it being like 5-6 hours at like the height of it. And so it was Lisa Land asked the cast member when she was there because there was no lineup then, of course. And he said it hit 7 hours.
What? No.
Guys?
No. I like Star Wars a lot. You wouldn't see me within a thousand feet of something like that. That's absolutely insane.
There's also a lot of Mandalorian and Grogu stuff in Galaxy's Edge right now, with of course the movie coming out, including there is quite the new sipper that is coming. Have you seen this?
No, because I saw all the Star Wars Days merch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see something specific for
Mandalorian
Grogu, but like the Jabba's barge
so
popcorn
good.
Bucket mm-hmm. was amazeballs.
Yeah, so good.
That is
I
the scientific
really liked
term.
All their stuff. The other one is
okay. That's pretty good. It's like a backpack.
It's a backpack with Grogu on it.
Wow.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would buy that so fast, and I'm not going to get
to.
So that's
true.
Very sad.
It is true. And
we are going to try to buy the AT-AT
fingers
popcorn
crossed.
Bucket.
If it's there.
I'm foregoing work obligations to go to the first showing of Mandalorian and Grogu. They better still have some.
Well, they better have some to begin with.
Actually, it's the second showing.
Yeah, but no, they better have some to begin with.
They have some.
That town has some, are we sure? The company has some.
The company has some.
But I don't know what the distribution is like to the smaller cities.
I want it.
I know, me too. That's why we're going.
I want it.
Well, I mean, we're going because we're going to see it anyway, but that's why we're going to
I want to see the movie, but I also want to buy the merch.
Me too.
All the merch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Speaking of new attractions and redone attractions, Disney World You were sending me stuff for the Muppets.
The Muppets Rock and Roller Coaster is... They're starting to tease. It's not open yet.
No, but...
Dude. But they have the pre-show going, and they've started showing clips of the pre-show. Now, I have gone on Rock and Roller Coaster before, mm-hmm. and the pre-show is largely unchanged, but now they have Muppets instead of Aerosmith.
Which makes it awesome.
Yeah. It looks really cool. They have... Like the storyline, instead of trying to get Aerosmith to a show, you're getting
Electric Mayhem.
The Electric Mayhem to a show. Your Scooter is like in a panic, as he usually is, yeah. And because
he's Scooter,
because Kermit needs the Electric Mayhem at a show or something,
right?
But you have a full animatronic Scooter in the booth,
yeah,
and on the screen is the Electric Mayhem, like, practicing mm-hmm. in the studio. It's very similar. Like, they didn't change a lot.
They just made it Muppets.
They just made it Muppets.
So better.
So better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of celebrity cameos in the pre-show. As
oh,
well.
I haven't watched the pre-show. I saw what you sent me.
I haven't seen any, but mm-hmm. like, they're. It's just allegedly there's a lot of celebrity cameos.
Fun.
And then. At the loading dock for the roller coaster, you have Statler and Waldorf just
being Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah.
My favorite. Love it. Two things you said. Scooter, he's a full audio animatronic, but he has the stick on his hand
to make him look like a Muppet.
Which is amazing. And then my other favorite thing was Statler and Waldorf being Statler and Waldorf. And then they make a joke about, like, do we have time to... go to the bathroom before the next show. Is that what it is?
Something like that.
And, or before the next song, he says, no, because we're bolted to the floor, which is the same joke they used to do in Muppet Vision 3D.
Yeah.
Do we have time to go to the bathroom before the next show? No, fool, we're bolted to the floor.
No!
And I was like, oh my god, they literally did.
Yeah, you gotta.
Little Easter egg.
Muppet's Vision 3D, they did release in VR.
Which I want to watch.
We have VR headsets.
This is what
we
I'm
should,
saying.
We should watch it together.
Agreed.
And we could do an episode.
I would love that. Actually, that is now a plan. We are going to mm-hmm. do that. Yeah, perfect. I love it. Speaking of Muppets, all a bunch of Muppet merch just got released at the Disney Store and Disneyland, like in the parks and everything.
And also, like, the off-brand Cakeworthy.
Yes, that's true. That's what I'm saying. Like, Muppet. Yay, Muppets.
Muppets are Muppets. Muppets are... making a comeback, and I'm here for it.
Cakeworthy, which is responsible for a lot of my nerd outfits.
It's licensed. It's just a little bit cheaper than, like, yeah. Full-on Disney stuff.
Totally.
But it's fully licensed and very good.
Half of it is Muppet Babies, and half of it is Muppet Treasure Island.
Treasure Island.
And I said, yeah. I really want to watch Muppet Treasure Island now. It's been a long time, and I used to love Muppet Treasure Island.
You've watched it.
It was quite a few years ago, because we did Treasure Island.
Yeah, that was, like, not that long ago.
It was pre-COVID.
Was it?
Like, a couple years pre-COVID.
Oh.
It wasn't even the one that we did before COVID.
Gotcha. Well, it doesn't
so it's like 8 years
it ago. It doesn't seem like that long ago.
That's because we're old.
Yeah. That's how that goes.
But yes, there's
I will watch Muppets Treasure Island with you, because I don't remember it that well.
It was in the shift from, like, more adult, like, Amazing Muppets to, like, the kids Muppets. It walked the line.
Yeah, it was really good. The common commentary with Muppets Treasure Island and Muppets Christmas Carol is Michael Caine mm-hmm. Pretended that the Muppets were people.
Yep.
And played it super straight.
Yeah.
And Tim Curry pretended he was a Muppet.
Yep. And that's why those were the two best.
Yeah.
The two best, like, human actors in them. Yeah, he totally embraced it. Do you know that there is a love story between Tim Curry and Miss Piggy? And every once in a while in an interview, in the movie, and every once in a while in an interview when asked about his love life, Tim Curry, like, waxes poetic about Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy was the one that got away.
Like, years later. It's the 20th anniversary of Muppets Treasure Island is, I think, the, like, impetus behind bringing it back. Although I'm not sure what the tie-in is with Muppet Babies. But anyway.
The 20th anniversary?
Might be the 30th.
I think it's the 30th.
Is that how time works?
Yeah. I don't think it came out in the 2000s. I'm afraid.
That's totally how time works, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it was 96.
Okay. You need to shush, cuz
I'm just doing the math. I'm sorry.
Muppet Treasure Island was the official first release date was February 16th, 1996.
Yeah, 30 years, yeah.
Yeah, because time works like that.
Time works like that.
And then I was like, maybe it was the 25th, no, 30th.
We were 11.
Yeah. Makes sense. That's probably with the age I watched that movie a lot. So.
We're old.
We are old, yes. So that's exciting, and we should watch Muppet Treasure Island.
I would like to, yeah.
Yeah, we should do that. And if they still have them, when I go to Disneyland in September, I'm going to buy my first Wishables.
Okay.
You should see the Kermit Wishables. And they're not blind boxes. I mean, they might bring those out later, but you just get like a Kermit Wishable.
Well, see, with the Wishables, they usually have like a main one that you get.
And yeah, and that's the
Kermit. And then they have blind boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, that's usually how it goes with Wishables.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm super happy that I have my Nuimo.
Yeah, your Kermit new emo is very good. Very good. Oh, he's a Rainbow Connection.
Well,
Kermit.
There's two, and I don't remember which one is there, because the other one is the stars in his eyes one.
I hope the Rainbow Connection one's not like a Chase. A Chase Wishable.
Maybe. That would be
horrific. Because you would buy like 10 of them then.
The problem is I love all the Muppets.
I mean, I love all the Muppets, too.
Right? So the blind box Muppet Wishables is very problematic.
Or
awesome.
Awesome.
The other one is they had one pin release, but it was like when we weren't there, and it was the Muppets go to Disneyland, and so it was the Muppets riding a bunch of Disneyland rides.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I see those, getting those too.
Yeah.
Anyway, yay Muppets. Love that they're a thing right now. One of my favorite pins is the one you got me when you were at,
Disney Springs.
Disney Springs, and it's the Rainbow Connection Kermit pin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on sale.
Which is amazing. Okay, so there's tons more Disney Parks news, but, like, that's mostly the stuff that's going on right now. So...
Knit.
We have some shows to talk about.
A couple.
We already talked about Mandalorian and Grogu's coming out this week.
Yeah. We're going on Thursday.
We are going Thursday. Yeah.
We're
really going to try and get the popcorn bucket.
It's opening night, but there is a 3 p.m. showing where we're going. So.
Yeah. Do they have a limit of numbers?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's going to be up to the theater.
That's crazy.
We're going to get there as early as we can.
Yep.
Because I have to work.
Well, so do I.
And
both of our work goes past 3:30, 3 o'clock, so.
Yeah, and we have to drive.
So.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
But I'm excited for it.
It's fun to try, even if we don't get it. And if not, we get to go see the... I mean, regardless, we get to see
the movie. I'm excited for the movie, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's good.
I've heard initial reviews... is that it's fun.
Well, that's what it should be.
Yeah. The biggest complaint was people are like, it feels like another season of Mandalorian, which is what it looks like.
Yeah. I just hope it's...
Makes sense pacing-wise and stuff.
Makes sense pacing-wise and, like, earns it being a movie.
Yeah. Apparently, it's fun and it's... exciting is the one thing I said, so that's good to see on the big screen.
Yeah.
All right, other shows, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, the main show that just finished is Daredevil.
Yep.
We should probably talk about that.
All right, what did you think?
It's Daredevil-y.
It's Daredevil-y. We don't need to do like a full breakdown or anything. Hey, let's spoiler-free reaction to the end. What do you think?
Tough to do spoiler-free reaction.
Spoiler-ish free.
I thought it was really good.
I thought it was really good, too.
The pacing was still a little off for
me. Yeah, but not like the first season.
No, it wasn't quite as janky as that, but I kind of thought they, like, the last two episodes could have been four episodes.
Yeah.
And they, and, like, the first four episodes could have been a little different.
Three.
Like, yeah. Like, I just, they did a lot in the last two episodes that didn't need to be in two episodes kind of thing.
Right.
But it was fun.
Oh, yeah.
What happened.
It
was fun.
We watched the last two or three episodes back to back. I'm glad that we didn't have to wait a week in between the last two.
The last two we watched back to back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was, I thought it was really, really good. I like Daredevil. I've always liked Daredevil. Love Kingpin. Oh, I just think
it's some of the best casting.
Yes, in that's Marvel. What I was just
like,
gonna say.
You have Robert Downey Jr.
Yes,
as Iron Man.
Yes,
and then you have Charlie Cox as Daredevil
and Vincent D'Onofrio.
And Vincent D'Onofrio, who is like super awesome.
I totally in general,
but
agree.
As like he is Kingpin.
Yeah, like you cannot have someone else play Kingpin now, not for a very, very long time.
Not for a while,
because you'll just be like, yeah, but he's not Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah,
like they're just. That is perfect casting.
I also
love Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah. She's.
But, I mean, like, I think she's cast really well, but it's not like a Vincent D'Onofrio and Kingpin situation where you're just like, he is that guy now.
Well, I mean, you probably, Jessica Jones was like a lesser known character anyway, so you probably couldn't have that without her anyway.
Right, fair enough. Okay. But in a different way. Yeah.
We are getting Daredevil Season 3, which is basically going to just be the Defenders, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Or at least three of them.
Oh, no. They're all
coming. Are they all confirmed to be coming back?
All coming back. Including Iron Fist. 100%. No.
I didn't hate him as much as other people did. And he was much better in a group than he was on his own.
Yeah, the actual Defenders season was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not it wasn't the actor's fault. It was the writing. Writing for Iron Fist season 1 was really terrible.
Season 2 was actually a lot improved. Better. How often do you say season 2 was better?
Yeah. I don't know. Not very often.
Ooh, the role of Ahsoka in Clone Wars got better with each season.
That is true. Clone Wars got off to a rough start.
Well, actually, all of Clone Wars got better with each season, I think.
Yeah.
But yes, it wasn't him. Like, he was fine.
No, he was fine. I don't know. I think it's good that we're getting the band back together.
I think so, too.
And it's going to be 'kay. Fun.
Can we do a spoiler?
Sure. Spoiler!
Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. Okay, ready? Come back in, 3 minutes.
Just watch the Daredevils.
Also that. What do you think of seeing Luke Cage?
I
was so happy. I knew it was going to happen. I know it was cheesy. I don't care. I was so happy.
I told you it was going to happen.
Yeah, so did I.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Jessica Jones needed to do last season. They
yes.
needed to get their act together.
Yeah, show up just at the end.
She needed to be in the bar at the end of last season.
Yeah, and then they talk about her. You still didn't need to bring
her
in. Her
superpower is drinking.
It's true.
And
she
they were
to be
in
at the bar. Yeah. And then people were upset because she didn't come in until three quarters of the way through. And I get that they advertised the hell out of it, but Punisher didn't come in until three quarters of the way through season one.
Punisher, Jessica Jones was actually in season two more than Punisher was
That's
in
true.
Season one.
Yeah.
He had a small cameo in episode 3 and then had the big fight scene in
the
last episode.
7 maybe?
It was.
Yeah.
He was not in it a lot. But anyway, speaking of Punisher.
Okay, perfect transition.
He also got his own special.
Ooh-wee. Okay, Brandon, what did you think? Oh, also welcome back if you're skipping us for the spoiler talk.
Yeah, no, spoilers are over except
we're going to talk about Punisher. So.
But there's not much to spoil with Punisher.
No. It's Punisher, so.
He punishes people?
Yeah, that's kind of like his whole shtick. I said shtick.
He shticks some people, too.
Okay. Punisher had, first of all, it was a little less than an hour.
And it was 44 minutes plus credits.
And
it was like half an exploration of PTSD.
Yep.
And John Bernthal just like acting the F out of everything.
True. Damn. Speaking about good casting.
Oh, he is. Right? He is Punisher.
Right?
For sure.
Oh, they did a really good job with these guys.
Yeah, the whole Netflix verse kind of nailed it.
It's true.
Really hard.
Like Luke Cage?
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Even we haven't seen her in the Disney Plus crossover, but like Nurse Claire? Like,
yeah, that would
even be all the secondary characters and stuff. Yeah, they said he had like a nurse or someone would help, and I was like, come on, no.
That felt a little pointed, but they failed there.
They failed.
Anyway.
They dropped
the ball. I would like to see her come back. Yeah. But, all right.
I just think
the Netflix casting was really good.
Okay, so Punisher.
It's just 45 minutes of Punisher.
Punishing. Yeah, but like you said, that's the PTSD exploration is him like mentally punishing himself.
It is a good transition. I will say that. It's a good transition from where he was in Daredevil Born Again when you last saw him.
Right.
To where he's going to be in Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Fully embracing his Punisher-iness.
Yeah, because he needed to have a transition.
He was very hobo,
mm-hmm.
murder hobo. Not even happy murder hobo. He had a lot of problems.
I mean, and he still does.
He still does. But he's, like, embracing the problems.
Yeah,
and he's
like, these problems are going to fuel me making the world a better place.
He's going to make the world a better place the way he thinks he can. Yes.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. There's a whole lot of murdering going on for, actually.
Which is fine.
But it's the bad guys.
But I think it was necessary if you're going to bring him into the Spider-Man movie. Which is a totally different tone. Like, let me just say this. His special, I feel bad for the 9-year-old that watches the Spider-Man movie and goes, I like Spider-Man. Who's the Punisher guy? I want to watch his special.
I hope mommy and daddy watch that special first. Because, wow. That was very traditionally patriarchal of me. Or mom and mom, or dad and dad, or single mom or dad. Somebody,
whoever the parental guardian is.
Watch that show first, please. Because damn, did it deserve, it earned every single moment of that TVMA rating.
There was a viewer discretion advised tag at the beginning of the special.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I was like, well, Daredevil, like,
Daredevil,
swore and was violent. Daredevil, it didn't get it.
Daredevil was, like, fully TVMA. They went for it. They swore all the time.
And then I was like, why didn't they have a viewer discretion thing? Part with you was like,
yeah, no.
Okay. That's a different level. I've never, ever seen a Disney Plus show that's like Disney Plus, not like a Hulu one on there or anything like that.
Like Deadpool is not as violent. No, this was super duper
part of it
violent.
Is Deadpool is almost cartoonish violence.
Yeah, part of
it though. This was just
oh my goodness.
Yeah,
I
everyone should know there's a like I was most upset by like the first 2 minutes.
It was a cheap way to
shock and awe. And I mean, like, I'm neither shocked nor offended easily at stuff, but like, I have a couple things, and that was one of them.
It is the easy way to get people upset. Yeah.
In writing, there are three things that they say. Like, if you have like a morally gray character, if you have them do something, they're irredeemable.
Yeah,
that is one of them.
The irredeemables. It's like Spirited.
I was gonna sing, but I thought that was for the best. But I didn't. Ever unredeemable. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. if you do something to kids or you do something to animals.
Yeah.
What's the third thing?
Sexual assault. There we go.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about it.
That makes sense.
So one of those three happen in the first 2 minutes.
It's animals.
It's animals. And like, yeah. Yeah, that was very shocking. And like you said, it was cheap and obvious, but you right away were like, well, that guy's going to have a bad day later.
He did.
He did have a bad day later. Did you like it?
I did. I thought it could be, like, I really wanted a Punisher thing that was like The Raid or Judge Dredd, where you're clearing out a building and they delivered that.
They totally did.
But I could have used a little bit more plot. There was not a lot of plot.
I could have had it be, I originally said like half an hour longer. It even like 15, 20 minutes longer, just to like round it out a little bit more.
Like, this was the basis for like a perfect Punisher movie.
Yeah.
If you had the PTSD stuff and then a little bit of plot woven in and then him fighting his way out of a building as like the main part of the movie.
Yeah.
And then him solving the problem at the end, it would have been really solid.
And if you didn't want to do a full movie, just like, you said it was 44 plus credits. You could have given me an hour and 15 minutes. That would have felt a little bit more rounded out had you gone. You didn't even need to add like a whole bunch of details to the plot. You just needed to like develop the plot you had to be more plot.
And in a world where there's not money or legal rights, I would have had Tom Holland in there.
Yeah.
Just a cameo.
I get why.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't think this would ever happen in a million years, but I'm just...
But just, like, I'm in just that
talking,
world.
I'm talking...
I did like the cameo they did have.
I
thought it worked really well.
That did come out of nowhere, and it wasn't... It didn't feel weird, and it didn't... It was not leaked anywhere that I had seen, so...
Nope, I hadn't heard a thing
it. Usually I hear of stuff like that beforehand, so... It worked really well.
It was very natural. It made total sense. You could have done more of that to even help with the plot. Now, I'm not saying more cameos, I'm just saying, like, the emotions that were tied to scenes like that.
Sure. Or even... more characters from the Daredevil verse could have...
Well, that's the last place we saw Punisher. It would make sense. Or have something about the fact that, you know, the last time we saw him, he was escaping. Well, I mean, last time we saw him in season one,
and we don't know exactly when this took place either. So, anyway, it's mostly a self-contained story about Punisher coming to grips with him being the Punisher, and that's fine, and that's why...
Killing a bunch of people.
That's why we get to see him in his skull vest in Spider-Man.
And I do like the skull vest. That's good. That's a nice one. I still really liked it. I agree. Oh, no, I could have had more, but I had a great time.
More special presentations are always better than this.
I agree. I have not disliked a special presentation. Was Echo considered a special presentation? Or was that a spotlight?
It was a spotlight.
Okay.
Special presentation's just a one-off. Like, Werewolf by Night. So,
Werewolf by Night and the Guardians Christmas special.
Yeah.
All three excellent things.
Yeah.
Any other shows to talk about?
Not Disney specifically.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about, they have a release date for Vision Quest.
That is news, absolutely.
Yeah?
And did we hear about that with the trailer for Doomsday?
There's no trailer for Doomsday. There will never be a trailer for Doomsday. We were always at war with East Asia.
And 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah. We've had descriptions of the trailer for Doomsday.
They saw it at, was it CinemaCon?
CinemaCon.
Okay.
Well, it's a con because they haven't released it yet. Don't die. It's okay.
I was laughing at the con.
Yeah. I'm a little bitter about this, but...
Yeah, it's getting to the point now where it's just ridiculous.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
You're so cynical. I love it.
I am cynical.
But I mean, like, this part is honest. This is not you being cynical, but you look so cynical when you're saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have no trailer. But we did get Vision Quest information.
It's coming out in October.
Yep. Which is interesting, because, I mean, though, WandaVision came out in September, I think. Agatha came out in September.
It's basically been a Halloween show.
So I'm surprised about, I mean, like, WandaVision, to me, came out, like, because, you know, fall TV programming was kind of like the whole shtick there. I said shtick twice today.
You shticked it. You shticked the landing.
Agatha makes sense, because it was, like, witchy and Halloween and stuff makes sense. I was a little surprised about Vision Quest, but I'm like, oh, they're just staying consistent.
They're also bringing it out before Doomsday.
Well, that's the thing. It needs to come out after Spider-Man and before Doomsday. And as soon as you said,
why does it need to come out before Doomsday?
You know why I think it needs to come out before Doomsday. Don't toy with me.
Why? Why does it need to come out before Doomsday?
There might be characters in the overlap, maybe. Vision, probably.
Should probably have a speaker warning before we get to that part, but okay.
Okay. Do you think she's going to show up in the after credits scene?
I super do.
I said it was going to happen during Agatha, but then there was like, oh, there's another one. Okay, then she'll show up at the end of that.
No, I super do. Like, yeah. I think she's in Doomsday, and I think...
And I think she has a fairly big part in Doomsday.
I don't know about a big part, but I think she's in Doomsday, and I think she's getting brought, not resurrected, but like, they're just saying she's alive, and...
They would have, if she wasn't alive, they would have closed that door.
Oh, she's super alive.
That's what I'm saying. Literally,
she's coming, if she's not in Doomsday, she's in Secret Wars, 100%.
Well, so originally, I said she was going to show up in an after credit scene in Agatha. That was, like, I didn't know the timing on Vision Quest, of course, then. Hmm. Then, I said she's going to show up in an after credit scene at Doomsday, and then be in Secret Wars. Well, now that they have Vision Quest coming up before Doomsday... I'm like, never mind. It's after credit. Because she's not going to be a main part of the show, because otherwise that just detracts from anything else they're trying to do with the show.
Yeah.
But an after credit scene? Makes sense. Or they'll just talk about her.
Do you think, like, anything from this show is transitioning into Doomsday other than
Wanda? I wouldn't be surprised if Vision is.
Like, well, you got Vision, and you got, like, their kids, which are, like,
so here's
fairly
the thing.
Significant.
Until we frickin' see a trailer, because the conjecture is that the kids, that generation, everyone's kids, is, like, a really big part of the plot. So if that's the case, are Billy and Tommy involved in this?
I think they have to be.
Because the whole thing is they're trying to keep, I mean, not exclusively, but... They seem to be mostly saying, okay, well, with the exception of Loki, you're in the TV shows, you're in the movies, but Wanda and Tommy and Billy already showed up in a movie, so they're fair game.
Did they? Wanda did.
Well, they had Billy and Tommy. That was her whole thing with going crazy with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse
of
Madness.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, so they've been at least introduced, is my point. Yeah. We know they exist if we only watch the movies. That they've got kits, is my point.
Right.
I don't know. They're a pretty big deal. And in the comics, aren't, like, Wanda is intricately connected to Doctor Doom.
Well, Wanda is intricately connected to X-Men. She's Magneto's daughter in the comics.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And we well know that the X-Men are a big part of Doomsday, despite not having a real trailer yet. They are.
Yeah, for sure. So do Billy and Tommy then take over that mantle of being connected to?
But they're all kind of mutants, and they all, like, it's all a thing. And so, like, I don't know. It's interesting. It's very interesting.
I am super curious about what they're gonna do with Vision Quest. I've said before, like, I love Loki.
The timing is fascinating to me.
I love Wonder Man, but Scarlet Witch is my favorite character. And WandaVision and Agatha might be, like, closest to my heart of all of them. I'm aware Wonder Man and Loki are better shows than Agatha. That doesn't mean that, like...
I don't know. I put them on the same level.
I'm happy with that, because those are all my... WandaVision's my favorite.
WandaVision is really good, and Loki Season 1 was, like, really good.
You gotta, put them together.
But, like... Agatha was
so good.
Fantastic. Wonder Man was really good.
I'm like, am I just biased because I liked those so much? I'm also really curious, because if the whole thing is going to be like, hey, now we're catching up with White Vision and what his role is, but at the same time, we left Agatha and Billy going to go find Tommy. And I'm like, well, that can be a story in and of itself.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but we're also getting James Spader as Ultron coming back.
All right. Also, it's been many years, not as long as the last time we watched Muppet Treasure Island, but many years since we watched Age of Ultron. That movie got more hate than it deserved.
It's just because it got sandwiched between, Winter Soldier.
I mean...
And Civil War.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you... people just get so crabby about things and they forget all the good stuff. James Spader did great as the voice of Ultron.
James Spader is awesome.
He actually is really awesome in general.
And his voicing of Ultron was amazing. It just... The treatment of Ultron was not...
I see what you're saying.
It was... The Age of Ultron was, 16 hours or something, and that's not great.
Right.
Yeah. But he's coming back. He's literally coming back, and...
In this show!
There's been some screenshots of him in, Ultron's in human form in, Vision's mind or something.
What is even gonna happen with this show?
Yeah, it's...
How are we... Are we getting, 20 episodes or something?
No,
the amount of stuff they're trying to do.
It'll be 6 to 8 episodes, I'm sure.
But the amount of stuff they're trying to do.
I don't know. But, yeah, I'm very excited for him to come back.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. I was very excited when we first heard that, too. I kind of just forgot because so much
Paul Bettany is awesome. Mm-hmm. And
just so we know, we have not confirmed that Agatha is in this.
No,
We just left that story with them going to go find his brother.
I would be surprised if she was, but I also wouldn't be surprised, I guess.
If she was in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it feels weird to just leave them.
Yeah, I don't know.
In that
spot. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on. Well, you know why? Because we haven't had a trailer.
Get a trailer for Doomsday first. Come on.
It's true. It is
true. That's a bigger problem.
100%. That is exciting, though. And like you said, the timing is most interesting. Originally, I was like, we're not seeing Agatha in Doomsday. And I still say that.
No.
We're not seeing... And I said Billy and Tommy, but you're right. The kids are a big part of it. How do you have, these two incredibly powerful kids, and kids of the most powerful Avenger, dead or not?
Thor?
Thor is not the most powerful Avenger. Scarlet Witch could kick Thor's ass.
Yeah, she sent him to his Revel's vision in Age of Ultron.
Yep.
Remember?
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember she messed with everyone.
But she didn't mess with him that badly.
No, but she could. She didn't need to mess with him that badly. And besides, he's had the emotional trauma since then. You do it way worse now.
He has had the emotional trauma.
Okay, so previous, I'm talking Infinity War, Endgame era. Everyone, I believe, is in agreement that she was the most powerful Avenger.
It was between her and Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel was pretty overpowered.
Captain Marvel was very overpowered. Mostly because she's the only one who gave... Thanos a problem.
Yeah, she gave...
On her own.
She gave Thanos... She soloed Thanos, basically, in Endgame.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so, but Captain Marvel also soloed Thanos' ship in Endgame.
That's true.
They had to kind of like write her off to the side.
Because she's so overpowered. Because
she's so overpowered.
Okay, yeah. So what about now? Because now we also have like Bob in there.
Well, Sentry is probably the most overpowered That's character. That's
what I'm thinking. Like, would he be more overpowered than Captain Marvel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking, like, messing with your intellect is like...
Your power scaling, Sentry is...
Crazy.
Super crazy, but he has, like, the drawback of the void
right.
being a problem, yeah. so that's why you can't use him. Captain Marvel doesn't have the drawback, so they have to write her into a corner kind of right. thing.
Right, she has to be off-world a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is tough to write would really super powerful
Bob
characters.
Bob be the... Or Sentry. I say Bob. Would Sentry be the most powerful...
In the MCU right now? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I wonder what they're going to do with him for Doomsday is where I'm going here. I wouldn't know because we haven't seen a trailer.
Well, I'd be super concerned because you'd have Doom, like, manipulating him. And
that would be bad.
Yeah. That's what I see happening. Like, you don't know Doom.
No?
Doom is the most overpowered character.
Well, yes. I'm talking ones that we've been rooting for up until this point. But I mean... He's afraid, like, Sentry's Bob is afraid to be Sentry.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So that's just why I'm wondering.
Yeah. Doom is just gonna...
Is bad.
Yeah.
Is bad. Doom bad.
Doom's Doom.
Doom. Interesting. I would be really cool to see a trailer.
It would, wouldn't it?
Any other shows or movies you want to talk about? I know Boys is wrapping up. We're a few episodes behind.
We're behind. It's not getting the best reviews, unfortunately.
Really? I heard everyone was freaking out about the last episode and how amazing it was.
They're freaking out, but I...
And how amazing it was.
I just... A lot...
And then I just cover my ears and go, la, la, la.
What I hear is, like, the same thing you hear from every TV show ending and just, like... It's tough to stick the landing and you piss people off, so.
A coworker and I were talking about The Boys because someone... Okay, so the whole premise is almost all the students in our school had to write about if you could have one power, what would it be? And most of the kids wrote that they'd love to be very, very smart. And then somebody was talking about wanting to be the smartest person. I was like, you know, there's this TV show where there is the smartest person ever. And she, like, literally has to lobotomize herself in order to, like, not go crazy, basically. Yeah. And my coworker was like, you're talking about The Boys. Did you watch the last episode? It was amazing. I said, no, I haven't. She said, okay, watch it so I can talk to you about it. So then we had to proceed to talk to my vice principal and explain The Boys. But like...
I wouldn't recommend explaining The Boys to anyone.
She was so intrigued. She's like, I need to watch this. And I'm like, okay, but like, no.
But like...
I said, it's so good. Viewer
discretion advised.
Yeah, she's like, so like when the kids aren't there. Oh my God, yes, when the kids aren't there. And then our other coworker was listening and she would be fine. But we were trying to like really, I'm like, whatever insane thing you think can be said or happen, I said, it's very graphic. It's very grotesque. It is very language. I was like, it is in there. And my coworker who watches is like, yeah, in like the first 5 minutes, actually.
And the funny thing is, it's less effed up than the comic book.
That's what I said. I said, apparently, it's the, like, toned down version.
Yeah.
So we, like, I didn't give anything away, but I think I might, if she says she's going to start watching it, I might, like, vaguely be like, these are some of the things that you can expect. Like, just from that world. We did talk about the nature of how it is very difficult right now, because satire isn't satire anymore.
Like... There was several things in this final season of The Boys that they wrote 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah, that they were like, this is the craziest thing that could happen.
And they're like, yeah, this is wild. And
but it'll be good for the last season because it has to be so over the top.
That happened before it aired.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like the showrunner was like, oh,
what do I do now?
What do you want from me?
Yeah, I think he said there were three or four things like, that were either said like, or did.
Like,
and he's like, it's so outlandish, we can only do it in the last season to just show how intense everything is.
And it's happening in real
life. And it's literally happening in real life. Isn't that neat?
It's just a good thing we don't have, like, super-powered humans in real life.
I know, right? It's true. So anyway, I did explain to everyone who was marking why you would not want to be the smartest person on Earth.
Gosh, no. That's a terrible superpower.
Ooh, one that was really good that a kid said, that quite a few kids
said. Okay, what would be your superpower that you would want?
So I've always said that I would want to read minds, but be able to control it. So like only want to read minds when I want to read them.
Yeah, I mean, if you read minds, you should be able to control it, because otherwise you just go insane.
Yeah, there was an episode of Buffy like that. But there was one student, well, there were quite a few students who said they wanted to be able to understand every language. But, like, not all the time. But there was one who wrote this whole thing about, like, including animals.
Oh.
Yeah. And then someone was like, that would be really upsetting if you're, like, walking around and you hear, like, a fox. She was talking about, like, hearing a fox
screaming.
What
does the fox say?
Exactly. But the fox was screaming, and it's like, you would hear a predator being like, I'm gonna eat you. And be like, don't touch my babies.
And the birds would be saying, I want a bone.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
So, but I liked the idea of being able to easily understand languages. Yeah. And quite a few students said something to the effect of languages. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I hadn't thought about that one. What about, you want to fly?
Yeah. Languages is good, though.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah, it's really good. Flight or invisibility, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I never thought of anything like physical like that. It was always understanding or hearing or something like that. Or like
a healing factor would be pretty good, too.
Healing would be very good, yeah.
Because my bones are old, and if I could heal mm-hmm. them, that would be good.
Yeah. Healing's good. I like that one. A couple kids said that. One said that ability to heal others.
Hmm.
But only one. A lot more people wish for it for themselves.
My superpower would be this is my actual superpower.
That I'm ready.
If I could wish for one, I would make all of my pets live exactly as long as I do.
Oh, that's a good one. Because that's when the kid was like, oh, I want to be able to like talk to animals. That was my first thing. I was like, if an animal is sick, you can be like, what's up? And they can tell you. Our cat was blinking and we're like, did they scratch themselves? Are they sick? Like, what's going on? We think that she just scratched herself because she's all better now. But you could just ask.
Yeah.
And that would be great.
No, they're all going to live exactly as long as I do.
Oh, I like that one. We have a kitty on us right now. This one's Hitchcock.
Nah. So, there you go. That's my superpower.
I like it. Nobody wished for world peace. Ability to have world peace.
Nah.
There are quite a few of, like, I want to be able to convince people, like, verbally to do whatever I want them to.
I heard a rumor.
Like, I heard a rumor. Yeah. Or Kilgrave.
Hmm.
And I'm like, no, that's villain.
It very easily, well, I mean, invisibility very easily treads into villain very territory true. As well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, any mind control thing.
Anything like that. The I heard a rumor, she wasn't a villain, although we didn't watch the last season, maybe she becomes one. But she definitely used it a couple times for like...
Yeah, she treaded the waters.
Yeah.
At certain points, which was... That's what made it interesting.
That is what made it interesting.
I liked Umbrella Academy. Yeah. Apparently the final season is terrible.
Which is why we haven't watched it yet. I always really liked the one where they wouldn't... when she's back in time during Civil Rights Movement. Mm. And she... I mean, it's horrific. But also, like, when she has him pouring the coffee and doesn't say stop. So he, like, is scalding his hand. And I'm like, that's real gray area right there. But, like, oof. Yeah. So anyway, very interesting.
Dang. Now I want to watch the first season of Jessica Jones again.
Oh.
David
Kilgrave is just...
David Tennant as Kilgrave.
Oh, what? My gosh.
That, speaking of good casting.
Oh, yeah, that's dang. True. I Man, really like
the Netflix. The Netflix era was so good.
It's so true. David Tennant. Oh, speaking of Netflix era amazing casting, let's all just remember Mahershala Ali was a minor character.
It's like...
Over the whole series. He was a major character for a while.
He was a major villain for the first half of Luke Cage season 1.
Yeah.
Just the first half.
That's what I'm saying. If you look but at then the
who's
whole
gonna,
series.
Who's going to be Blade? So how are we going to explain that? You're going to have Luke Cage going, hey, Blade.
Suspension of disbelief. You look familiar.
You look familiar.
Like, you have an actor like that who's not even in the whole thing. Who's not even, like, the good
that,
guy.
That was the best part of Luke Cage, though. It kind of fell apart after
it's
that.
True. It's true, because he was amazing. But yeah, David Tennant, first of all, is, like, I think he's super, super talented in general. But him as Kilgrave, I don't know if there's another live-action villain that I'm, like, so uncomfortable.
Oh.
And that I've hated more.
It was...
And that I'm, like, I need to, like, take a shower and scrub
it
myself
was horrific,
off every time you're on screen.
But, like, in the best way.
Oh,
horrific.
Yeah. No. He's, like, you know when you hear when that people, if you play a villain and people are, like, I absolutely hate you. And you're, like, yeah, that's kind
of,
like.
Yeah, this is a point. Yeah. No,
he's a perfect
so
example
good.
Of
so
that.
So good. So bad.
Horrific. Absolutely horrific. But he did such a great job at it. Like, absolutely amazing. Oh, yeah, we should watch that. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. We talked a lot about, we kind of went on a tangent there about Marvel there at the end.
Well, it is Marvel, it's
the Marvel year.
Marvel year.
Year of Marvel. What is next in Marvel world? Is it Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Anything coming before Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
All right. Well, in the meantime, though, Mandalorian and Grogu this week.
The first Star Wars movie in a long effing time.
Well, yeah, and I hope it's... Well, I think it's going to be fun. I'm optimistic that it's going to be fun. I'm going to wear my Grogu dress, and I'm going to wear my Grogu ears to the theater.
You're going to take...
And a Grogu bag, and I'm going to bring my little baby Grogu with me. I'm going to be Grogu'd out.
We're going hard, and yeah. They better have... My popcorn bucket.
And if they don't, it's still going to be fun.
Oh, it'll be fun. But they better
but
have the popcorn
bucket.
We hope
they have
the
popcorn bucket. We're like, do we not look like people who like merch? Come on. Mm-hmm. yeah. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. Are you happy to be back?
So happy.
Recording again?
So full.
So
filled.
Oh, he's so fun. Okay.
He's going to be in Doomsday.
Yeah, well, we know that one.
Hopefully they don't kill off the Thunderbolts.
I'm not optimistic. I'm not.
Nah. Better not.
They're going to kill off the X-Men.
Oh, they're going to kill off the X-Men. For sure.
That's why
they're all old. They fulfilled their till they're 90 contracts.
Yeah.
At least
except
a couple
for...
of them.
Oh, Wolverine is not dying.
Nah.
You're gonna keep him.
He might not even be in Doomsday.
He might not.
He might be. He's gonna be in Secret
Oh
Wars.
Well, yeah, but he might not be in Doomsday.
Well, he might not be in Doomsday. Mm-hmm.
Anything to add?
2 + 2 = 5. Yeah, that's what we said before.
Mm-hmm. The party told me.
That can be our episode title.
Got it.
Yeah.
So that is our show this week. Thank you, Omule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. We are currently on Facebook and Instagram, mostly Instagram. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, you should.
If you shouldn't yet,
if you shouldn't, you have.
You have.
Well, now that was funny, so I have to keep it in. I was just going to cut it out.
Well.
Next episode, I don't know. We might talk Mandalorian and Grogu. We might... Maybe we'll have a trailer to analyze.
Probably not. Actually, it might come out with Mandalorian and Grogu.
It actually might.
I just thought of this right
it
now.
It literally might.
That would make a lot of sense.
That would make so much sense.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So if we have news in that front, that is what we'll be talking about next time. Otherwise, I have a couple different ideas. We had a Q&A episode lined up that we never did.
Did you queue?
Oh, well, I have some. I have to go through my list again, though. It's been, like, a few weeks.
We did promise a Q&A episode. We should probably do that at some point.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it at some point. It's just whether it's next episode or the episode after, depending on what's going on with.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm Krista.
I guess I am Brandon.
No, you are. You haven't changed the whole episode.
No.
Nope, still Brandon. Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
There's no trailer for Doomsday. There will never be a trailer for Doomsday. We were always at war with East Asia.
And 2 plus 2 is 5.
Yeah.